From Chaf Tes over here, it says that Yosef Seis Mishol V'Yomar. So Eve continued to give over his speech. So again, remember, the way we've learned it up until now is it seems that Eve is trying to give over something to the people, meaning he does have the three friends. The three friends are done speaking now, and now he has the people in front of him, the people that he's been dealing with. So before this, or up until this time, he's really been saying over his ideas. Now he goes through like his misery, like how rich he was and how down he is right now and how bad it's been. It's sort of like he sees this like almost like he was ostracized from the community because he was brandished as a loser or like something, a cripple or something like that. And the general public thought that if you're branded as a cripple by God, then you're not worth talking to. And that's what Eve feels like happened to him, and he was so upset about it. But Yosef Yisrael v'yomar, mi'it neni ki'archei kadem, if only it would be what it was like in previous months, right? Kimei aloha, as in the days of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, months where HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishmarinu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected me. He's calling this the days possibly in the womb itself, prior to my being around, right? The ideas of what happened to me over there. Behilo Nero Ale Roishi, when the Nair was upon my head, when the lamp was upon my head. We don't know exactly what that means, but I guess like the light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shone for me. Elech Choshech, right? I was able to go through the darkness. And again, if the darkness is referring to the womb, then it's obvious, right? The light of himself. If not, then referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected me. Kasher Ayisi B'mei Chorpi, what I was like in the days of my youth, my early life, right? Maybe remember like not Choref as in winter, but like Chorfa, Chorfi in the Gemara, Afli and Chorfi. Nacherpa is or Afli and Chorfi. These are the two types of grain. Like the Afli is the late grain, the Chorfi is the early grain, whatever.
But Chorfi is coming from the word Choref, which means the winter grain.
I guess so, yeah. It could be that. I don't. Maybe there's another Shoresh here. I don't know what the Shoresh would be because it doesn't really make sense as Choref. I don't know. But either way, Elo Ali, because they didn't have summer grain in Eretz Yisrael. It would have only been winter grain, right? There was no such thing. And we only have that in America because of the rain. No, but they don't have the rain there. So, like, you can have it here. You could have it in, like, you know, artificial. Or in Europe, you could have it. You have artificial, but you can't have it here. Yeah, you can have it then, right? Visit Elo Ali Aholi, right? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with me in my tent, where I felt like the presence of God with me. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with me, at that time, all of my young men were still with me, right? My young friends, people wanted to be near me, right? I had people like following me around in shul. Maybe you've seen this before, you know, the older, more established guys who are a little bit wealthier and very generous of their time, they have like these, you know, this entourage of people just following them wherever they go, these guys everywhere around them. Berchot alichi bechema, when my feet were awash in cream, and we spoke about this last time, whether there was such a thing as butter back then, right? Vitzur yatsuk imadi, and the rocks poured out palgei shem and rivers of oil for me, where I had everything I needed. Vitzitzi shara laikaris, when I went out toward the gate.
Targum says, biomei harifuti.
Harifuti in my youth?
Sharper years?
Yeah. Charuf. Yeah, Harif.
Rashi says that Bimei Kadamuti Lashon Aramihu Cherpi Ve'afeli.
Cherpi is the bad times.
Yeah.
No, Chorfi Vafli.
Yeah, Chorfi.
Early and late grain. That's it. Chorfi and Afli. That's what I'm referring to, the Chorfi Vafli, those types of grain.
This is Kadamuti, my earlier days.
Yeah, it's the early grain and the late grain. That's the word for early grain.
Oh, meaning Cherpi means early time.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's...
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that's what I mean. Not Cherpi, as in, getting Cherpa. Okay, but it says, but Tesi Shara like Karas, when I went out to the gates of the city, right by the city, Karas is in Kirya, Barchov Achin Moshavi, in the streets, I prepared, you know, where I was going to go, etc. Ra'uni Na'arim, there were young people who saw me, Menachbo'u. Right, they would hide, right? The Yishishim Kamo Amadu, and the old men, they got up and left. Now I find, like it used to be, everybody followed me around, it was all this and whatever. Now I go out to the middle of the street, everybody's like, get out, like get away. They stay away from me. I see people running away from me. You can't understand it. I try to transact business and nothing will happen. Sarim Atzru B'milim, princes hold back their words. V'chaf Yasim L'fiyim, and they put their hands to their mouths. Eo's sickness was so disgusting that people couldn't even look at him without trying to throw up. That's how bad this sickness was to him. And it was so bad to everybody around him. Kol negidim nechbo, all the voices of the noblemen became hushed. Ulashom lechikam taveka, their tongues cleaved to their palate. They took one look at him. They said, oh my gosh, is that a human being? How is that person still alive? Ki ozen shomav et ashreini. When the ear heard, right, what everything happened, it agreed with me. The idea is that ever out of respect for me, right, they lowered their voice and whatever. But I used to be, people listened to me. V'ayin ra'asavati yideini. The eye which saw it can testify. Those who knew, it was that what? Ki amaleit ani mishaveya. That I saved the poor person, v'yasam below, was there low. The orphans who had nobody else for him. So, I mean, me, The guy used to help these people. I gave them money. I'm the one who supported them. I'm the one, and now they're running away from me. They want nothing to do with me, right? Not only is it like people who didn't know me are running away from me, but even the people that I helped, the people that I was on their side. Look at this. This is unbelievable that they're running away from me. It seems that it's crazy, he says, that how far they've run away. Birkas oved alai tavo. The blessing of those who were lost was upon me. Meaning, they gave me brachas all the time. These people who would have been lost without me. V'lev aman aranin. And I made sing the hearts of the widows who had nowhere else to turn, nowhere else, no one else to go to. I was one who took care of them. Tzedek levati v'yovasheni. I clothed myself with righteousness, and it wore me well. I was wearing it really, really well. Again, Iov is describing his life, and not only that, but obviously showing himself as being a great, great tzaddik. I'm not mincing any words, said Iov. I know who I was, and this is the type of person that I was. Kemi Iov etzanif mishpati, like a cloak and a head covering. That was my judgments. It seemed like everything was going out well, and I had like that judicial robe that everybody listened to. I was the eyes for the blind, and I was the feet for the lame. Avanochi lavdonim, I was the father of all the destitute. There was no dispute that I didn't know about and I didn't investigate myself. I took care of all these little fights. Ashabra Maslos Avil. I broke up all the different evil things that were going on, Mishina Vashlich Taref, and would pull the prey away from the teeth of Salvalmar. And I said, Kini Egvo. I thought I was going to perish in my nest, in my own little house, with everything I need, and like the sands, I would increase days. My root was always open to the waters, right? And my dew would sleep upon the branches, upon all the branches there. Kvodi Chadoshimadi. I thought that my honor was going to be like new to me, that I would just add and add and add to it. He had an optimistic view, and he's trying to say that it's not like my pessimistic view ruined my life, and that I was so pessimistic, I kept saying, like, oh no, oh no, oh no, and then all of a sudden it happened. That's not true. I was optimistic. I mamish thought everything was going to get better. What do you mean?
Well, he kind of had a feeling that the bottom might fall out. So
you're saying because he was bringing the korbanos.
Yeah.
Right? Again, but this is Iov looking back at his life and saying, this is what it was like. Never.
Yeah, but what's the chiddush in that
either? Never are we true to our true selves about the past. We think we're either, some people are thinking of themselves as better than they actually were or worse than they actually were, depending on your own self-effacement or, the way that you judge yourself. But it's true. They sort of like looked at themselves. He looked at himself and sort of saw himself as one thing was that. But again, none of this happened the way that he planned it. He thought he was going to be like this. Kashi biyadi tachalayif. I thought the bow in my hand would be renewed. I'd keep getting new and everything. The honor that I got, I thought that everything was going to be good. Li shamu vichelu. I thought they would listen to me. Right, I thought they would wait for him, that they would be silent to hear my eitz and to hear what I said. I thought that after I spoke, they would never change anything. My words would flow upon them. It would be like rain. They'd wait for me. And that their mouths would open up like the late rains. I don't know what the difference is between the regular rains and the late rains. Yore is early rains. Malkosh is the late rains. The difference between them, I don't know. It would take a real person to be able to figure out. I'm not so sure exactly what it is. But the point is that like a thirsty person, a real guy who gets this stuff, but a thirsty person would open up his mouth to open, if he was really thirsty and it rained down, he would open up his mouth to take the rains. That's what I felt that people would be for me. Eschak alehem lo yaminu. Right, so he said, if I would address them as a joke, they wouldn't even believe it. They took me so seriously. I don't know if you've seen this, like where a person is giving a certain speech and he tries making a joke, but everybody's like, got it. Like they take it so seriously. But or panai lo yapilun, I never thought that they would ever forget the light of my face. Evchar darkam ve'eishev rosh, right? I chose their ways. I would choose their ways. I would sit at the head. The eshkon kemelach begedut, and I sat like a king among the battle, right? Among these troops, kashur avelim yinachem, right? As one who comforts mourners. I mamish thought that everything was going to, that I would be in charge and everybody was going to be there and it was going to be all good. That's the idea behind it. I assumed my charisma, my personality, everything was going to be all good and nothing was going to happen in any other way. But no, I got nothing. At the end of the day, I've got absolutely nothing. So that's Iov's complaint. And now he has two more prakim over here. Ve'ata, and now, sochaku alai tz'irim mimeni. The people younger than me, the ones that I helped, they're laughing at me. Liyamem shema asti avosam. In those days, the fathers that I loathed so much, that I wouldn't lashis and kavitzoni, I wouldn't even put them with my shepherding dogs. They were on such a low level, these people. Their fathers over here. Now they ridicule me. Now they look at me and they say to me, and he's not talking about his friends here. His friends, he still thought as great people, and they were tremendous friends, people in and of himself. Friends. Right, friends with the little, you know, the air quotes. But regardless, right, he knew that they were there. But now I see it's like, it's the opposite. And this possibly is the worst thing of all time. For great people to say that I'm wrong, or to say to whatever it is, that's one thing. For the lowliest of the low, the people that I consider to be lower to me, and I think they were horrible people, for them to make fun of me and say like, you must be a Russia. No, I'm not the Russia. They're the Rishayim. This is what's hurting me the most. Gam koach yedeyim lamali. Even the power of their hands, what would it serve me? Alemo avad koach. Their old age was lost to them. So what he says is like this. He says this mental anguish that's there, he's now looking at their world and said, you know what? I don't even want their lives. And still they're making fun of me. Even if you would trade my life for what they have right now, I wouldn't do it. I still wouldn't do it. Sure, it's been horrible for me. This pain is unbearable, and everything that happened with my kids and whatever it is, and I still wouldn't trade lives with them. The chesed of a chafan galmu de orkim tziya, to kindness and hunger, chesed of a chafan, you know, to people that needed something missing something. Galmu, they were alone. Ha orkim tziya, those who hoped, they escaped, I guess you can say, for dryness, emesh, for darkness, shoa meshoa obviously refers to some type of desolation or, you know, holocaust that goes through. Even those who try to escape and whatever it is, these antisocial people, these totally non-uncivilized people, they're making fun of me. The people are forget about a lower level. These people are nobodies. They literally are nobodies. They live in caves. They're cavemen.
He doesn't respect them because of what they're doing to him or because of what their lifestyle is?
No, their lifestyle is the worst lifestyle. It's nothing that I would ever choose for myself. Let's assume it's like cavemen. People that are living these uncivilized, like mamish, like in the middle of nowhere.
Wait, so he's saying that they're so
acting as brutes and whatever, you know? And he's
so
like,
it's not a personality thing. He's saying that because they're bad people, it's because they
their life choices.
Third world country.
Yeah. Third world country, and not even acting like normal human beings in that third world country.
Because when it would make okay. I was thinking maybe it means more. That they're such bad people that he values his own integrity, even though he has such a horrible life right now, at least he has his integrity, his, you know, he hasn't like completely
debased himself.
Yeah, meaning he's
allowed, I agree with that, yeah.
But I'm talking about on a personality, Midos level.
Oh, you're saying Midos as opposed to their base light lives. He says over here that they, until only recently, they lived antisocial lives, suffering hunger and deprivation in faraway, dark, and desolate places. Now they suddenly became rich and
so
they're mocking
he's
me.
Talking about in physical terms, not in spiritual terms.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what Rav Schwab puts it down over here. And that's what they say. Hakot fim aluach. These guys, they would take the salty herbs, the stuff that's disgusting, alei siach, that's upon the, you know, the grass and the ground, mashorish or samim lachmam, they would eat the roots of these resumim, these trees over there. That would be their bread. Min gave yugoreshu, they were driven out from within. Yerio lema kaganav, they would talk loudly like a thief would. Ba'arutz nichalim, to live inside riverbeds. Lishkon, that's what they would do. Chore afor v'kefim, they would be in the holes of sand and in boulders. Again, they were like cavemen. That's how they, whatever. These are the people of what they were like, the types of people that they were. Ben sich min haku, between the bushes, they would scream out these wild sounds. Tachas karul yusupahu, they would gather among the thorn bushes and go around over there. It's like wild, primitive man. If you remember, all the way in the beginning, Eov speaks about the Avnei Asada, these cavemen. It could be he's going back to them, that these people that he's referring to over here is referring to this as well, those in Parakei. So that's cool. Avnei Hasada is what we call it in Eov. That's how he describes it. Adnei Hasada is the Mishnah, right? That's the Adnei Hasada in Kilayim. I think he describes it as the same thing, that there's no difference between them. I don't know why Abaz and Dalet are interchangeable, though. I'm not so sure about that. But B'nai Navol, they were the sons of a withered person. Gam B'nai B'li Shem, people with name, without name. Niku Mina Aretz, they were broken from the earth. Atani Ginal Samayisi, and now I'm their song. I'm the one they make fun of. I became the byword by them. Oh, yeah, that guy. You don't want to be an Eov. That's what they've said about me. Tiavuni, they not only consider me abominable. Rechaku many, the abominable snowman makes me the abominable one now. Rechaku many, and they stay far away from me. They wouldn't hold back their spit from me. They're willing to spit in my face. Ki yisri pitach v'yaneni. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loosened my bowstring. He tortured me. V'resim yipanai shilechu. And thrown away the bridle from in front of me. Everything that I had in from in front of me. Ayomin, right on my right side, pirchach yakumu. The pirchach yakumu. The pirche, the young kids, they get up against me. Raglai shilechu. They paved the roads, right? They put their feet against me. Afsilu alai orchos edom. And then they paved the roads, right, for all of their parties over my face, taking over all the different things that I have over here.
They have fun at his expense?
I think so. And not only that, but like they purposely make their parties right by Eo's house so they could make fun of him in the middle of the parties themselves.
That's cruel. That's not, like, what do they have?
It seems that he was encountering cruelty that you could not believe, openly insulting him, sneering at him, spitting at him as he's walking down the street.
Lemila, it's interesting linguistics. I mean, we do it today when something becomes so, like, can I have a Kleenex? Not every company that makes tissues is Kleenex.
That's
but
true.
Is
we just call it, yeah.
Xerox is a photocopy. Google is
Coke.
A search engine. Right.
Do you know that two-thirds of the U.S.
Right,
call it
South.
Coke?
Yeah.
That's it.
Can I have some
Sprite? Nothing else. It's amazing.
Like, cool. Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing,
But I've even heard, you know, in Hebrew before, like, you know, somebody has a really sad life, it's like eel.
Yeah,
like,
he became the byword.
Right.
He became the byword. It's amazing. And he said, so Natsu Nisivosai, what do? They destroyed my way, my paths. Right? La'avosi yo'ilu. They've succeeded in destroying me. Lo'ozer lamo. And it doesn't help them. But nonetheless, this is their lives. This is what they have. And nothing doing. There's nothing I can do to be able to get out. Keperetz Rachav, they come like a wide open torrent, like a sea that's just broken through. They widen everything for me. Yasayu tachashohis galgalu. And they come onward under the cover of this desolation that I have. Ha'pachalai balahois. Right, they have these, I guess you can say, these terrors that are coming against me, that they turn against me. Tirdof karuach nidivasi. All of my, I guess nidivasi, my donations or whatever it is, are thrown away like the wind of Yeshuasi, my salvation that I could have had, flowing away like a cloud. I just don't see any way out. I don't see any other way of me getting out of this. And now my soul pours out, nafshi, my soul pours out within me, yochazuni me'oni, and I'm grabbed by my days of poorness as if I was never rich in my life. People don't remember a single thing of what happened before. What have you done for me lately? They'll say to Eov. Laila atzamai nikar, at night, atzamai nikar me'alai, my bones are picked off of me. I don't know what this means. Again, this could be referring to the sickness over here. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it means that he's just literally suffering from high fever and pus and oozing blood from sores and abrasions from all of his body, and he had to keep changing his clothes. But orkai lo yishkavun, I mamish could not sleep. There's no way for me to sleep at night. But Rav koyach yiskapes levushi, because of its great strength, the great strength of this illness, I have to keep changing my clothing. Kifi kutanti yazreni, the sickness grabs me as it would like a belt. Horani lachemer, it's thrown me into the clay. Va'asmasheo ka'afar ve'efer, and I liken myself to mamish like dust and ashes. I don't even need to be humble anymore. I'm done. I'm absolutely done. This is it. Ashavei elecha, I'm praying to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I did before. Ve'lotaneni, you're not answering. What am I davening for? Kill me. Let me die. I don't want to be here anymore. Amadati v'tisponim bi. I stood, and you think of me, but you're not doing what I want you to say. All I've got is a stony silence. That's all I have from in front of you. Tehafik lachzar li. You have turned absolutely cruel to me. Ba'otzim yadcha tishmeni. And with the power of your hand, you hate me. You've shown hatred toward me. To say, Eni aruach, you've turned me. You've lifted me up to ride on the wind tarkiveni. Usmogi geni tushiyo. And you dissolved all of my wisdom. I'm losing my ability to think. Up until now, Eov has, I mean, Baruch Hashem, he's been able to have it, but he feels that he's even losing his head now. Because I know that you're going to turn me to death, and to the meeting house of all of the living over here. I know that that's what's going to happen over here. However, he will not, Hashem will not stretch a hand out to my prayer. He won't put out his hand. In befidol lehen shua, if he prays for them and they're ruined in their time of when they're in ashes, lehen shua, there's nothing for them. There's nothing for them to be able to do. I was hoping I'd get something. He says, im lo bachisi l'ksheyom, ayom, did I not weep for those people who had a hard day? who had a really, really hard time. Did I not beg my soul for those people who were destitute and needed? Kitov kivisi ve'avora. I hoped for goodness at the end of my life because of this. I thought that it was going to get good. Again, he was coming out with deep down what's inside. He was doing a lot of things for the reward that he was going to get from them. I saw a lot of good. I did a lot of good. And expected to have that good right back. But instead I only got evil. Ve'ayach la'or. I hoped for the light, by Ava Ophel, and instead I got absolute darkness, and that's that. Now, this is it, really. That was it. That goes with Eo's whole things over here. But now, what we're going to say over here, there's small sections of almost like oaths, affirmations that Eo said that I have not done anything wrong. He said it little by little. Now it's going to be like, here's what I've done. I'm telling you right now, this is what I did over here. So the first thing that he said, he really did start off over here. He said, I grieved for the poor. I grieved for the almanas. I did everything that I was supposed to do over here. But now look what he says over here. He says, Me'ai rutchu v'lo damu. My innards boiled. They wouldn't rest when I saw people that were poor and that needed help and whatever it is. Kidmuni me'oni. My days of misery came toward me when it shouldn't have come anywhere there. I was so miserable when I saw these people that were poor. I took on their pain. That's what I was like. Kodir hilachti. I walked in darkness below Chama without the sun. Kamti b'kol ashaveya. I got up in the assembly and I pleaded for help. And I asked people to help them. Acha yisi lasanim. I became a brother to the jackals. Tanim is either referring to, we see this word throughout Tanakh, either refers to hyenas and jackals, or it refers to some type of alligator and crocodile, right? Something like that. You say like that, my wailing became like it. Berea livnos ya'ano. I became pleading, I became a friend, I guess, to the benos ya'ano. What are benos ya'ano? Possibly an ostrich. It really is strange. Bas ya'ano is the name of the bird in the Chumash. It's not kosher, right? So we don't know exactly what it is. Chazal seem to describe it as an ostrich. But if you would describe an ostrich, what? How would you describe the ostrich?
Just
tell me. What?
Long neck.
Long neck? Feet. How about a huge non-flying bird? Not once did Chazal say that a bas ya'ano is a huge not-flying bird. I don't know what else I would say. Long neck is a good one also. I should have said that. But like a really ugly, tiny little face. It looks like a dinosaur
big
face.
Eggs.
Yeah, big eggs, huge eggs. It does actually say the bas ya'ano has big eggs. But that's it. It's strange. Like the most descriptive. It's like the same thing with a carish. People like to say that the giraffe is a carish, right? That's what it refers to. What would be the way to describe a giraffe? How would you describe a giraffe?
Long neck.
Huge, tall creature. Not once does it describe it that way. Why wouldn't it do it? It's just strange. It's either way, but it says, I became a friend of them. They claim that the ostriches make these weird noises in the middle of the night. Truth is, I've been to a lot of zoos and all these safaris and things like that. I have never heard an ostrich make a sound.
You've been there in the middle of the night?
I have not. I have not. So? It just seems that they sleep in it. They are diurnal. It is a little bit weird. I did ask the ostriches. They didn't answer me.
No, keepers.
No, I have not asked. I really should find out if they make those noises. If it does, it would make sense over here. But oiri shachar me'alai. You know what it is? My skin has been blackened from upon me. In other words, my skin turned dark. It's turned dark from fasting, not being able to eat, and from the disease that I have. Atzmi chara mini chorev. My bones were burned by the heat. You know how bad it was? The skin, so to speak, was so thin, my bones were affected by the heat of the day. My bones got sunburn on them from what happened. Vayila evil kinori, my harp is turned into an evil, an instrument that I only use for mourning. V'ugavi l'kobochim, my flute into a sound of weeping. Saying over here, almost like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a talent. I was able to play good music. Instead of playing the beautiful music that I used to play for other people to be able to bring up their spirits and things like that, no longer. I'm done with that. I'm no longer able to do it. I only sing just these sad little songs that go over here, and that's that. There's almost nothing else that I have over here. Now he goes on more of his second of the moral standards. Number one, I helped the poor, the destitute. I took care of all of them and made sure that they had everything they need. Number two, bris karati le'inai. I made a bris with my eyes. I did not look at things that were usher. I didn't look at things that were erva, you know, arayas and things like that. Maz b'nein al-basula. Did I ever think about these virgin girls that used to go by all the time? Never. Never did. What is God's portion from above? And the inheritance of God that I get from up above. What did I get for that? What did I get for not looking at these beautiful women, not taking advantage of these beautiful young girls who were around me all the time? What did I get? Nothing. Isn't it like a holiday for the evildoer? No, but he's saying, like, Enochanami, but like, if I did it because of moral practices that I felt that God didn't want. Remember, they used to marry more than one woman back then. But I wouldn't look. I refused to look. Even though I could have, and I could have married somebody else. Another one. Hello, eight level. Venecher lepoli oven. It is the harsh treatment that should go to the people who do sins. Hello, hu yiradurachai. God saw all my ways, didn't he? V'chol tzadai yispor. He counted all of my steps. He knew exactly what I did. He knew how big of a tzaddik I was when it came to this. Pasuk hey. Im alachti imshav. If I'm walking with foolishness over here, v'tachash al mimaragli, or my foot ran for purposes of lies and deceits and stuff like that, I'd like to hear about it. I'd like to see if there was anything like this. Maybe this is even a third practice that I followed over here. I never wasted my time. I never ran to do things that were wrong. I want him to weigh me in scales of tzedek, and God will then know my integrity as if God didn't know already. If my feet went off the derech, my feet went off the road. And after my eyes, my heart went. And anything clung to my palms like I stole from anybody. Then I would deserve to have sown my fruits or my plants and have others eat. If it sets Ayesho Rashu, that my offspring would be uprooted and killed from the ground. If I was ever seduced by a married woman, if I lied in wait at the door of my friend to be together with his wife when it was improper to do so, then, should be the other way, then my wife should have been together with another man, and I agree with that, and then others should have been together with her. So it seems over here that his wife did do such a thing. The same way that he became poor, it sounds like his wife had been around with other people. And he was saying, it doesn't make any sense. I would deserve to have that treatment from my wife if I did it to others. But I didn't. So why did my wife do it to me? Now, if he was married to Dina, I can't imagine that Dina would have done such a thing. If he's married to someone else entirely, then I guess it could be. But it's strange. It's strange that this is almost like a mida keneged mida for adultery. It seems that he's claiming that this is what happened to my wife. Now, again, it could be poetic. Like, I would see this happening if I did this, but we don't see.
Where did we discuss that he could have possibly been married to Dina?
All the way in the beginning.
Yaakov's daughter,
yeah, in Perek Aleph, literally right in the beginning. Perek Beis, toward the end. She's the one who turned to him and said, she said the word Hakin Novel. Are you still going to be a novel? Right, and believe in your whatever it is, and we use the word novel. So the Gemara says that Dina may have been married to Eve. It would make sense in a way if he was living back in those times in Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer, he was married to Dina, that Dina would have been involved over here. I don't want to say it makes sense, but at least it's possible, right, to be able to say such a thing over here. But if that's true, like, that would make sense. Ki hi zima.
That would have been post Shechem, right? That episode?
That would have been post-Chem, yeah, for sure. Yeah, ki hi zima, right? Because she, right, would be immoral. V'hu avon plilim, because he did a sin that is absolutely deserving of judgment, right? Ki eshi adavidon, because it is a fire, obviously. Evil, immorality, those types of things is a fire adavidon that brings a person to destruction. Tochel, he gets consumed. V'chol tuvasi tisharesh, and it uproots everything that I sowed, everything that I wanted. Im emas mishpat avdi, if I ever despised the rights of my slave, did I ever hurt my slave? My maidservant, berivam imadi, right, when they argued with me, ma'asek yakum el, then what would I do if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to rise and to punish? Kif kod mashi venu, when I go ahead, what would I answer him? If I go ahead, what can I possibly do? V'chiv kod, when he calls it against me. So if I would have treated my slaves with unbelievable cruelty, I understand why Hashem, my master, is treating me with unbelievable cruelty. But I don't get it. I never treated my servants this way, so why in the world am I getting this? So he says, Halo babetin oseni asahu. Did he not make me in the belly, just as he made everyone else in the world? Vayichunenu berechem achod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made both of us in the womb, and I don't get why it should be any different from anything else. That's what I held about other people, so why in the world am I deserving of all this derision that other people making fun of me? Im emna mechefetz dalim. If I ever withheld from a poor person, ve'eni almana achale, did I ever not look at an almana or hide my eyes from a widow? Ve'ochol piti levadi, and or eat my bread alone, ve'ochol yasam imena, and not allow an orphan to eat from it? Kimenurai gidaleni ka'ov. When from my youth, I grew children by me like a father to them. Umibetin imi anchana, and from the belly of my mother, I would guide those people around and help them with whatever they needed. I raised orphans in myself. I wasn't egotistical. I wasn't uncaring. I helped out everything, everybody that I could find. If I found somebody who was lost without any clothing, somebody who didn't have any, you know, those types of clothing. So I didn't he used to bless me? And from the shearings of my sheep, he warmed himself up. If I ever waved my hand against the orphan, like, eh, when I saw him in the gate, when I saw that he needed help, may my shoulder fall from that support, may it fall, and my arm should be broken from the wrist down. If I didn't help, if I didn't do that, you're right, I should deserve for my wrist to be broken, for my arm to be gone, then I should be afraid of the time that God will come up against me, aid ail. And yes, I would be totally afraid of everything that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can do. If I ever placed my hope in gold, or ever said to the precious metal, right, the kesem, right, amarti miftachi, I assure myself in you. I never did. If I ever rejoice because I was so rich, because my hand found so much power, if I ever saw the shining light that shines out in the world, as the moon, I guess you could say, waxes in the world, and hidden within me, my heart was tempted, my heart was seduced, and I kissed my own mouth and I said, ha, I'm the greatest in the world. If I ever said that, that would be a horrible sin. That means I would have lied right now to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I ever was happy when something bad happened to my enemies, and I awoke myself and clapped when I saw that bad had happened to him, right? Or if I ever, I guess you could say, allow my palate to sin by asking for, I don't know, some type of a curse. Right? Didn't the people of my tent say, "Mi tami b'saro lo nishpa"? That if only we would never be satiated with his nispa, if only we wouldn't be satiated with his meat. I mean, people saw that I did it. Bachutz lo yalinger, I never allowed a stranger to sleep in the street. Tasai le'orach avtach, I always opened up my door for strangers. Im kisisi ka'adam p'sha'ai, if I ever hid my sins from other people, if I ever faked it, so to speak, or something like that, p'sha'ai, all of my sins, litmon b'chubi avoni, to hide in a hiding place, all of my sins. Did I ever do such a thing by putting it wrong? Ki erotz hamon rabba, then I would be afraid of all of this multitude of sins that I had done. Ubuz mishpachos yichetiteni, and the shame of the families should come up and frighten me. But adom lo etze fasach, then I would be silent. I would not go out my door. If I did anything to cover it up like people did, then einachanami, I have the right, I would stay inside because I know that I did something wrong myself. Mi'itin leshome ali, who would give someone to listen to me? Hein tavi shaddai, behold, this is my mark. Shaddai ya'aneni, Hashem should answer me. V'sefer kasavi shrivi, and I would write a sefer to my adversary saying, you're right, I was the one that was wrong. But instead, I carry it upon my shoulder. I carry it as a crown upon myself. Instead, I tell him the number of my steps, and like I bring them as close as the prince itself. If my land cries out against me, and together they weep furiously, if I've eaten the strength of any payment, and disappoint the soul of its owner itself, then you're right, out of the wheat should come thorns, and instead of the barley should come this spoiled growth. And then you've ended and said, then I rest my case. If that was possible, then it would be there. Otherwise, I've got nothing to say. And you've stopped. The friend stopped. They looked at him and they said, you know, he's somewhat right.
Which part?
Our overview of life was, you know, the good are punished and then in this world in order to get whatever, but they should have some good things. And the bad are punished in the next world and they should have whatever, but in the end, they die a horrible life at the end. Our worldview is not borne out by the facts. We're looking at Eov right now and we're seeing what he has over here. The other brother, and we realize he was a really good guy. We thought he's a faker. We see his hypocrisy. But the truth is, he did do really, really good things. Why is he suffering so much? And they didn't have an answer.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. But to that point, he had good things too in his life.
Who? Eov.
Yeah.
Up until this point. But they said, their whole line is, if you're suffering this much, it must be you sinned. And Eov is telling them, I didn't. So at the end, they're coming to an impasse where they say, but you must have sinned, but I didn't sin. And the friends are now looking at each other and saying, you know, maybe he didn't sin. But if he didn't sin, then why is God doing this to him? They sort of like lost it. Now what? Now what do we do? How could this possibly be? How does a person get this punished without sinning?
Well, we've seen this idea of how the righteous have like little to no margin of error.
Yes, but that but didn't...
All
that,
through our history, even, still, up, even up to his point, even if he's living
in their worldview, that didn't make any sense to him, to them, to the friends. Because friends did not expect it to be so bad. They're seeing, to get punished, understood. To be punished this badly, impossible. How could this possibly be?
But don't we have examples of that? Up in, like, even if he's living...
Eo? I don't think so. Nothing like this. We had people like Yaakov Avinu, where some bad things happened to him, but overall, he still had his 12 kids.
It might not have happened yet, but like, look at Moshe.
It didn't happen yet, but I mean, maybe it did. But why Moshe?
He hit a rock instead of speaking to it, and he lost his...
Right, but not this type of suffering. He doesn't get to go to Eretz Yisrael.
It's a different
but
suffering.
He dies on a really high note. He doesn't lose anything in his lifetime. So that's a very, very different type of suffering. So they expect, okay, you get punished for a little thing that you do because you're a tzaddik and you deserve something greater. But they don't expect this. This is extreme. Why is it so extreme? And that they have no answer to. They have literally no answer. They're looking at it, they say, you know, you're right, this doesn't make any sense. And they turn to Eov and they say, what are we supposed to do? So now, Eliyahu ben Barkael gets up. Who is Eliyahu ben Barkael? Eliyahu ben Barkael was of the Buzi family. Buz is a son of Nahor, who is a brother of Avram Avinu, which means he is from that family altogether. They say he's Mishpachas Ram. Mishpachas Ram, Chachamim tells us, is the family of Avram Avinu. So he's from that Avram, right? So Avraham, we see that he was from the Ram family. He's Buzi from there itself. And that's the idea. Now, we learned earlier that the Vilna Gaon said that the three friends of Eov were all Abrahamites. Each one of them, Eliphaz HaTemani, was from Esav, as we said before. We said the other two were from other parts, Sofar and Amasi, right? And who was a Bildad HaShuhi, were all from Avraminu's land over here. It seems that Avraminu was a lot more successful than we thought he was. Avraminu became very successful in teaching his Torah over to the people of Haran and then going to Eretz Canaan. The people who were living there, whether they were his own children or the people that he had taught and those who had, they were successful. They were people who were philosophers, people who were thinking things through over here, and that's where Eov and his friends came from. These people were real philosophers. They mamash believed in God. We don't realize the effect that monotheism based on Avraminu's teachings had on the world. Everything changed because of what Avraminu said and what Avraminu wanted to do. That's the idea of what happened over here. So it is amazing what he was able to do. But I'll tell you an unbelievable medrash. Who's Eliyahu ben Barkael? Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva says Eliyahu is Bilam. This is Bilam ben Beor before he went bad. He's called Barkael because he gave a bracha through God. He didn't do it yet, but Barach El. When we say he's a Buzi, it's because his prophecy was disgusting when he tried to curse Al Klal Yisrael. Mimishpachas Ram is because he was from Aram. So that's what it means by Ram over here. So we're dealing with Bilam, said Rabbi Akiva. This is the guy over here. So it seems that Bilam was originally a follower of the teachings of Avram Avinu. He was originally a student of Avram Avinu's lessons and everything that Avram Avinu did. It could be that he was a child of somehow, you know, a child of one of the families of Avram Avinu himself. We don't know who Beor was, but it could be he's from that family. But he did have this wisdom. And maybe because of his answer that he's going to give to Eov over here, his understanding of God, he was worthy of prophecy more than anybody else in his generation. Eliphaz was great. Eov was great. Bildad and Zophar were great, great people. None of them compared to Eliyahu. Yeah.
Does the Torah talk about how old Bilam was at the time of it? Or any
There's only a Gemara that says that Bilam was 33.
At the time of
when he cursed Al-Klal Yisrael. So that would be a question of when this person lived. But it could be this is a young Bilam toward the end of the days when Bnei Yisrael are in Mitzrayim. It could be that that's when it happened over here. If Bilam was a little bit older, okay, we don't know how ages worked back then, but that's that. But here's the crazy part. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I said Rabbi Elazar before, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to Rabbi Akiva, how dare you? If the Torah hid him and didn't want to say who he was, that Bilam was Eliyahu ben Barakel, how dare you go ahead and tell other people about this? How can you tell other people and say, this is what Eliyahu ben Barakel was, and say that it's actually Bilam? You can't say such a thing. So that's not what it's going to be. If you meet him in Olam Haba, he told Rabbi Akiva, if you meet Eliyahu ben Barakel in Olam Haba, you're going to have to face the consequences. You're going to see that you were dead wrong. That's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. So who did he say he was? Never believe it. Who is Eliyahu ben Barakel? Who is this man? He says, Yitzchak Avinu. Is Eliyahu ben Barakel. The reason why he's called Eliyahu ben Barakel is because he was blessed by God. He was the person that got Me'ah Sha'arim, and by Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mevarech Oso. Vayvarcheyu Hashem. He's called Buzi because he denigrated himself and was willing to die upon the Mizbeach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he's from Rum, meaning he was directly from Avram Avinu. Now, he says that this machlokas, whether Eliyahu ben Barakel is Bilam or Yitzchak, may not need to be taken literally over here. Okay, it may be that it's a machlokas. And the machlokas is, were the teachings of Avram Avinu intended to be given to everyone in the world? Was it only intended for some of them and not others? For example, if we say that it was intended for the teachings of the entire world, well then Bilam is Eliyahu ben Barakel. Bilam is the person who's willing to give it over to the other nations. He represents the values that Avraham Avinu was promulgating for the world at large itself. While if it's Yitzchak Avinu, then it's not that way. Yitzchak represents that these rules, these values, are only for Bnei Yisrael itself, and that only the descendants of the Jewish nation would end up keeping these values, that it would not go to the world at large. So it's interesting. Nowadays, people accept Eov as a sefer in their Bible. The Christians accept Eov. I don't know if they learn it. I don't know if they study it. The truth is, I don't know how many Jews study it, right? But it's in their Bible. In the Old Testament, Eov exists, which means that would be more like the opinion that he was Bilam, that it's for the world at large. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was saying, Chas v'shalom, these teachings are not meant for the world at large. They're meant for us. These teachings are only for us to be able to get. The viewpoint that Avraham Avinu was trying to get through, that Eliyahu is going to say over here, is mamash for us or not for anybody else. And that's the machlokas. Was it actually Yitzchak or actually Bilam? It could be, but it's not the point of their argument. The point of their argument, the source of their argument, is what is meant by these teachings that Eliyahu ben Barakel is going to say over here. Now, I'll tell you this first parak over here, Lamed Beis, right, that he says, is really going to be more of an introduction to what Eliyahu is and what he was doing there. He says, Vayishpisu shloshes anashim ha'ela, the three men that were there, they stopped. Me'anos is Eov from answering Eov, ki tzadik be'enov, because he was a tzadik in their eyes, right? In their own eyes, they saw that he was right. He was right. God is at fault here. Why did God do this? We can't understand what God is doing. They were done. I said, you know what? Maybe we should question our faith in God as well. Vayichar af Eliyahu ben Barakel, Barach El Habuzi. The Eliyahu ben Barach El got very, very angry. Mishpachas Ram from the family of Ram be'Eov, Charapo. He got angry at Eov. Al tzidko nafsho me'Elohim. By him justifying himself that he was greater than God or deserved an answer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Got angry. You think you deserve? No. But Sholshes Rev Charapo. He got very angry at the three men. That they couldn't give him an answer, and that they considered Eov a Rasha. I don't think Eov's a Rasha. I think Eov is a tzaddik. And yet still he deserves what he's getting over here. And that's what Eliyahu wanted to get across. Just because you're a big tzaddik does not mean that all questions are answered. That's what he wanted to get across. That Eliyahu chika as Eov b'davarim. Eliyahu waited for Eov with words, because they were very many years older than Eliyahu, and Eliyahu was sitting there, he was much younger, he didn't want to speak in front of all the people around there. There's no reason why they wanted to say this. Some say when it says, by Yeshua's Eov, they would make Eov into a Russia, it's almost as if at the end, the people were making Hashem into a Russia, and this is a euphemism referring to God. That Eov is not referring to Eov, Eov is referring to God, that they were making him into Russia, and he couldn't hold back anymore. When he saw that there was no answer in the mouths of the three men, he couldn't handle it anymore. He got so angry, he had to speak. He got him and said, I will tell you, starting off, I am young. I am a young guy. In years, I'm younger than all of you. And you're all old. Therefore, to be honest with you, I laid low. I acted like a snake. I stayed on the ground. I was afraid to let my knowledge be known to all of you because I thought, listen, you guys are older, more venerable. You guys know your stuff. I didn't want to speak up. Amati Yomim Yadir. I said, you know what? The ones who have older days should speak. Roshan Yodiu Chachma. The ones who have a lot of years, they should let out their wisdom. Achein. Ruachi Be'enosh. But apparently, it is a spirit in man. Benishmas Shaddai Tvinayim. It's the neshama of a person that allows things to happen. Oh, you just came for Aliyu. Perfect. Apparently, it's the spirit of man and the neshama of man that goes through. Said Aliyu, it's apparently not by age. You guys may be older than me, but you're a bunch of fools. I'm younger than you. So granted, I'm younger. I shouldn't have the knowledge that I have, but apparently my neshama was blessed with more knowledge than you. Apparently my mind is able to understand things a little bit more than you. Long life does not necessarily bring in wisdom. That's something that I just learned over here because I'm about to teach you something. Lo rabim yechkamu. I don't find that the multitudes are wise. When you see crowds, I find them to be very, very dumb. Uzakenim Yavinu Mishpat, I do not find elders that understand justice, that understand true justice. Lachain Amarti Shimali, therefore I say, listen to me. I feel that it's time to express my opinion. I waited for all of your words. I listened to all of your explanations. Until you searched for words and couldn't find any more and you were done. And I thought with you. But I tried to understand. But there was nobody who could clarify for Eve what was happening. One Amar of Mikem. Anybody who can answer his words from you. Pentomu Matsanu Chachma. I don't want you to say, now we found wisdom. You know what? It must be that God is wrong. I don't want you to say that Eve is the final word here. I don't want that to happen. Because if we come out of this debate coming out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wrong and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something wrong here, then we've totally lost it over here. El Yidfenu Loish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to crush him, not man itself. V'lo Arach Eli Milin. And he says, God did not direct his words to me. I want you to know over here that this is not God's words speaking through me. I'm not saying this through God. I'm not going to answer your statements yourselves. Chatu Lo Anu. You're all broken right now, you three friends. You're not answering. Oda Tiku Mea Milin. Right, words have gone away from you and you have no ability to speak in any way. And I waited until they no longer spoke. When they stood and they no longer said anything. And therefore, now it's almost like he's addressing the crowd. I'm telling you guys, this is why I've waited up until now. I'm going to answer my part. Let me say my words. Because my words actually do express something. And my stomach, so to speak, is troubling me so much. I just want to get it out already. And he says, I just want to do it. It's like wine that has not been opened, like a champagne bottle that you shake up and it so badly wants to come out. I've been sitting this way for a while already. As if new leather wine bags that are going to be bursting. I'm going to speak and then I'll be relieved. I'll open up my mouth and I'll be able to answer. I will not favor anyone over here. So I'm forewarning you, I'm going to be very, very blunt. I'm going to call spade a spade. I'm going to speak directly to Eve. Notice, by the way, none of the people before were direct to Eve. They were sort of like, well, if a person would say that, then they're a Russia, right? That's the idea behind it. They were speaking in third person. I'm no longer going to do it. Adam lo achane. I will no longer give a special name to any man. I'm not going to give them any nicknames. Ki lo yadati achane. For those that I don't know in the least, lo yadati achane. I don't know how to give such names. Ki mat yisaini oseyu. I hope that my master, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be able to lift me up and allow me to say what I think I can say perfectly over here. Okay. Don't know if we're going to have enough time. Do you think we'll have enough time to finish? I don't know if we'll be able to. It's a lot.
Yeah.
All right, let's start a little bit over here. I don't know if we're going to be able to finish. It's a lot.
Feel the need in the beginning? Now, I understand he wants to, you know, distinguish what he's about to say from what the predecessors, but it seems like he's over the top, like saying, like, you guys are all stupid. Is that, like, nice thing to
do? No, because at the end of the day, he looks at them and says, I wouldn't have spoken up if I heard you guys say something. But in the beginning of the parak, he says, like, I really didn't want to say anything. I've been waiting for the elders to speak, but you're not. You're not saying it.
So he's
you're not
saying,
giving
like,
anything.
I mean, like, I don't want to speak up. It's not my place.
Yes.
But I feel obligated
but
to.
But I'm so frustrated and I'm so angry and I know I have the answer here. I'm bubbling up inside me. I need to say what I need to say right now. So it's almost like he's apologetic while at the same time telling them, Eov's not right. Eov may have some valid points over here, but Eov's not right, and you three have given up on it, and you're sort of like on his side now. I cannot let that happen. And it's almost as if he's arguing for God.
But he's also saying, he's not arguing on Eov as much as it seems, at least, that he's arguing on the other three. He's saying
all four.
Right. But he's saying, you guys had, Eov's in a lot of pain, and maybe not think, but you guys, what are you coming up with what you're saying? Mm-hmm.
Well, and really, leading Eov to say what he said. Now, over here, I'm not going to put this, Eliyahu is not going to be any nicer, but he's going to tell Eov, it doesn't matter. What you said may be right. I believe you. I mamish believe you. But that doesn't matter.
But that in itself makes it better than the other, because other people were
because they were accusing
him
of being
the Russian. You're a bad person, 100%.
That's the big thing over here. Now, if we look at the words in Pshat, in Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet, and Lamed Hey, which are the words of Eliyahu, right, in a little bit longer, if we start looking at it in Pshat, you're not going to see a real difference. You're going to hear what he says, and you're going to say, wait, isn't that what the three friends said? So if Schwab says, you can't look at these psukim superficially. You cannot look at these psukim and say it, because this argument is not, forget about not argued upon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers them, which means, not answers, as in it was a question, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows behind it, which means these arguments are pure arguments that we can use when people bring up these questions. And the question is, so why does it look like what they said before? Says Rav Schwab, you're not reading in between the lines. You have to see how he's saying it and what he's saying. Well, and that's why if you look over here, I'm going to have almost everything checked off. There's going to be a lot over here that he is going to say, and each one is important to be able to get across the point that he wanted to get across.
It's saying what's the difference between a good comedian and a bad comedian? They have the same material, same jokes. Delivery.
Yeah, 100%. It's the same jokes, different delivery. Over here, you know what? I would even say it's a little bit of a different joke.
It's got to be a little
The
bit
wording
different.
Is different. The wording is different. But if you look at it superficially, you're going to look at it and you're like, see, you did something wrong. That's not what he means. We'll see. We're going to have to look at it in context of how it goes over here. Beneath the surface, how is he trying to say it over here? Okay, Belinda, we'll stop with this for right now. We'll come back.